Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Multitasking. More and more scientific research is telling you that that might not be a great thing because apparently it affects productivity negatively. Welcome to Just Talkin', brought to you by In.com. You're with me, Supriya, and today we're going to talk about some of those people in the industry who are doing one other thing other than their primary, you know, kind of role that they play in the industry. I would call it, you know, them finding their voice. I think it's very important to find your voice, all right, but these seem to have musical voices after all. That's right, we're talking about stars, about celebrities who do what they do, but they also have found their singing talent somewhere. Now, has that affected their productivity negatively? Maybe not quite. But does that mean that all of them are great singers? Again, a very, very debatable point there. But anyways, let's take a look at some of those celebrities and then you can decide whether you'd want to give them a yay or a nay. First up, let's talk about a voice that, you know, everybody wants for their product, for their brand, for their film, as a narrator, as, you know, a singer, anything at all. I mean, people would just die for Amitabh Bachchan's voice. And to think that his voice was once rejected by All India Radio for being too heavy. I mean, can you imagine? It's a classic case of when one door closes, I think an entire palace door kind of opens up for you. Now, he says that he wishes he could have trained, you know, in Hindustani classical singing, but way back in 2016, he was quoted as saying that there just isn't enough time left for me to be able to do that with some sense of accomplishment. And also, I've heard that he doesn't really like any of the songs that he's sung himself. He says they're also non-musical and riddled with endless faults. Much like you and I, right? Like, whatever we do, we'll find faults in our own work. But when other people listen to it, we're like, oh my God, that song. Remember Rang Barse from Silsila? Oh my God, remember Shava Shava from Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham? Or Chali Chali from Bagwan? Man, that was like really cool. Holi Khele, it just felt like he was in the spirit of Holi and totally believed in it. Or then Mere Buddy from Bhutnath was so cute. I mean, just like his role that he played, like this friendly ghost that's trying to scare this kid. That song was super cute as well. Then there was Mere Pa from Pa. The role itself was so interesting. And then add to that his voice. Kahani's Ekla Cholo Re. He wasn't part of the film or anything, but his voice made such a huge difference. And, you know, there was Piddly from Shamitabh. The list goes on, but you get the drift. Amitabh Bachchan, definitely someone whose voice we love listening to, even though he's not trained, even though he's giving himself a nay. I think we'd give him a yay. Alright, now let's come to the present and look at one actress who is beautiful and who has the dancing skills alright. But that's not where her talents end. Looks like singing is also something that she can definitely, you know, place as a jewel on her crown. You know, she's classically trained as well and she won the Best Celebrity Singer of the Year at the Global Indian Music Academy Awards. Love listening to her voice because I think there's like this soul thing happening with her. It feels like she means when she says, you know, Wo Jahan, or then she says Bezuba Phir Se from ABCD2, or then Galiyan from Ek Villain. Rock On 2 had a lot of her songs. I think that was also one of the reasons they took her in the film. I mean, she could have played the part a little more realistically than everyone else. There was also Phir Bhi Tumko Chahungi, the version that she sang from Half Girlfriend. I think Shraddha Kapoor, at least for me, is an absolute yay. Now, you know who isn't a yay for me, is a definite nay, is this other actress who is also like, you know, one of the newer lot right now. She's trained as well in Hindustani classical singing and she has a BA honors in music, we hear. Okay, that didn't come through. I'm really sorry. Now, if I hadn't done my research, I wouldn't have known this and I wouldn't have believed it. But yeah, she is trained. And she used to, you know, sing on stage with like her dad and her uncle and her cousin, who just happens to be Priyanka Chopra Jonas, you know. That's right, Pariniti Chopra. Not a big fan of her. Mana ke hum yaar nahi. Somewhere I felt like she was losing breath or she was just like losing plot. So, nay for me. Up next in, you know, celebrities who have found their voice is somebody who has played roles, you know, of characters that are finding it hard to find their voice, but eventually do. So I wonder if it was hard or not for Alia Bhatt, who is not a trained singer, by the way, but, you know, the music composer of Highway, her Highway. Yes, A.R. Rahman apparently invited her to his music school to undergo training. Is that a good thing or a not a good thing? Well, I think good because she got to sing Suha Saha from Highway. Then there was the unplugged version of Samjhama, which was already a hit. And then she sang it from Humti Sharma Ki Dulaniya. Then there was the club mix of Ik Kudi, her voice was in that. Dear Zindagi had her voice as well. Badrinath Ki Dulhania, there was an Alia's version of Hum Safar. From Dear Zindagi, there was Ae Zindagi Gale Lagale 2 and Love You Zindagi, the club mix. So yeah, we've heard quite a lot of her. And you know what? Recently, she's been in a lot of films or generally in the news for a lot of reasons. So we're saying yay to her for her voice, for her singing and for her finding her voice as well. Let's now again rewind a little bit to an actor who started out, you know, as an actor late 80s, okay? And he says singing takes him back to exactly then. Like almost like when he was shooting for Maine Pyar Kiya, right? I'm talking about Salman Khan right here on Just Talking. And he's just singing all right. There was a song from Hello Brother, Chandi Ke Dal Par. Okay, you don't want to hear it or hear about it. I understand. Then there were a couple of songs in Kick like Hangover and Jume Ki Raat Hai and Tu Hi Tu and all that. Then there was Main Hoon Hero Tera. But here's what he says. He says singing is very difficult and I would break into a sweat while recording and it's as if I was once again shooting for Maine Pyar Kiya. So how it all happened was that he was getting ready for the release of his film Kick. And he had pleasantly surprised everyone apparently with, you know, singing Hangover. And then they were like, okay, let's use this version. I don't know if they did it because the song was so nice or they were just like wanting to be nice to Salman Khan. Yay, nay? Well, you take a call. Now, this guy definitely gets a yay from me for singing, for his music, for his filmmaking, for everything. But okay, let's not deviate. Let's come back to what we're talking about, celebs who found their voice. He's not trained and I think that kind of comes through because it's just so raw. When Farhan Akhtar sings, it is absolutely raw and there's something so magnetic about it. He learned playing the guitar from the start of his directorial career. So I think somewhere in his head, he was like, "Ek din main guitar bajaunga aur gana gaunga." I don't know if that was the plan, but he was nominated for the Best Male Playback Singer at Filmfare Awards and International Indian Film Academy Awards way back 2009 for Rock On. So Rock On had so many of his, you know, songs. Then there was Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara, Senorita. Then there was Shadi Ke Side Effects, Dil Dhadakne Do. Loved that movie, loved his character and his voice, Gallangudiya and Dil Dhadakne Do. Rock On 2 again, so many songs. So not just Shraddha Kapoor, Farhan as well. I think, as I was saying, you know, they were cast for a reason. There was also Wazir, Atrangi Yari. That just sounded so true and so real. And then he's gone regional also with a song for Bharat Ane Nenu. On the list of celebrities who found their voice, here's the daughter of the man who asked everybody to be Khamosh. That's right, Sonakshi Sinha. I don't know if while listening to her song, you want to say the same thing to her, but she's got a single and all that. Aaj Mood, Ishqaholic Hai. Then she's sung in Tevar, in Akira, in Noor, Move Your Luck Baby. That was a song that had her voice. Happy Phir Bhag Jayegi, Yamla Pagla Diwana, Phir Se, all of that. Now, she's not trained and she says she obviously won't be able to sing like classical songs and all that because her voice is more for the hip hop and the rap numbers, she says. To understand that she doesn't have the nazakat and the harkat and all that because she's not trained, I think is a realistic way of looking at your singing career. So while she can sing all of these, you know, dancey kind of tracks, because you would imagine not so much of variation or modulation is required. I'm not sure if she'll be able to sing the other kind of songs, you know, the ones that really need, in her words, nazakat and harkat. So yay or nay? Well, I'm saying yay just because I like the spunk that she has. We spoke about Salman Khan. We spoke about Amitabh Bachchan. Now, there's another Khan who sings maybe once in a while. I mean, he's known as the perfectionist and all that. But talk about like waiting for the right kind of song to sing, right? It has taken him 18 years to sing his second song. There was Atikya Khandala in Gulam and everybody loved it. I don't know if it was more for his voice or just that whole, you know, imagery of how he did that whole thing with the matchstick and the whole tapori thing that was happening. I guess that also I kind of added to the charm of Atikya Khandala. But then recently in Dangal, he sang his version of Dhakad. That's just how it works for Aamir Khan. I mean, he takes his time, whether it's his movies once in a couple of years, once a year, or then a song every 18 years. I mean, he's beaten some records here and there, but let's see if we've got to wait another 18 for him to sing his next. Yay or nay? Little hard to say with just two songs, na? If two songs is too hard for you to decide, then how about one song or like barely any songs? Shah Rukh Khan is also in that list. But here's the thing about Shah Rukh Khan. He sang a song again that was very tapori-like. And after that, I don't think he's ever, you know, actually come forward and said, "I want to sing or I want to try" and all that. So in that sense, Salman seems more versatile. I know all SRK fans are going to be like, okay, all that is great. Where to find this Supriya? Because clearly you're not going to be very pleased about this. Yay, nay. Well, we'll just let that be for now. I'm just testing your patience. Like, seriously, dude. I'm thinking, okay, now you'll be getting bugged. Like, now you'll be like, oh, don't tell me this girl forgot about, you know, this big celebrity. No, dude. I haven't forgotten about Priyanka Chopra. Well, her main vocal influence, she says, it was her father. Because the whole interest in singing and everything started there. She did get a chance, by the way, to sing Tinka Tinka, which finally Alisha Chinoy sang in Karam. And that's such a beautiful song. But she lip-synced it so well that I would, you know, fall for the fact that, yeah, she sang it. Or I would just suddenly get confused. Wait a minute, didn't Priyanka actually sing that? She said she'd rather, you know, kind of concentrate on her acting career. But then she sang the song live later on a TV program. Then there was this unreleased song. See, they say, you know, there's a time and place for everything. For her to say In My City and, you know, just sing with all the big stars and say Exotic and I Can't Make You Love Me and all of that. Time, yeah, it wasn't time yet. That's why the song that she sang for Bluff Master was never released. But, you know, she's friends with Vishal Shekhar and Saleem Suleiman and all that, and they've been trying to get her to sing. Then when she did, oh boy, did she go global or what? I mean, collaborating with, you know, people like will.i.am and Pitbull is no easy thing, but she's done that. But that's not it. She also sang in Meri Kaum, and Dil Dhadakne Do has her voice, as well as Ventilator, the Marathi film, yeah, Baba. I think that was one of those songs that was so heartfelt because it was something that was so close to her reality, and it just seemed like she was singing from the heart. So yay, yay, and some more for Priyanka Chopra Jonas. And on that note, feels like Priyanka Chopra married well to become a Jonas, because now they can make beautiful music together. So it doesn't just have to be Nick singing songs for Priyanka. With that, well, we've reached a point where I've got to lose my voice because time's up. That's all the time I get with you on Just Talkin', brought to you by In.com. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast where we brought to you all the celebs, or at least a few of them, who found their voice and we gave them a yay or a nay. Until the next time I bring to you something on Just Talkin', whether it's giving a yay, nay, or just saying, oh my God, to something, you guys take care and have a good time. This is Supriya saying thanks for joining me. Bye-bye.
Just Talkin', brought to you by In.com.